And then he's in his head, he's listening to the song. And he had no tape recorder. He had no pad and no pen.
I know this story.
And
please.
This was the adjective he said. He had to suffer X amount of hours before he got back to California, which is very, very good that he was able to
remember.
Oh. Yes.
Oh.
And that's Muscles. And Muscles, of course, was named for his pet boa constrictor named Muscles. But he knew that it was for Diana. The second it came to him, he knew that that was the one for her.
That's an amazing story. Mm-hmm. I know this story, and you're exactly right. It was amazing, and he couldn't find a pen and paper. And as a writer, you know how that is. You have an idea, and often we have ideas before we go to sleep and say, "Oh, I can remember that." The next day, no, it's gone.
Yeah,
it's gone.
Duke Ellington calls it that twilight period, that those
write it
few
down.
Seconds before your eyes close. That's when the stuff, and you gotta.
Look, I started keeping a pad and pencil next to my bed.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Because sometimes, it's really amazing. It's mm-hmm. happened over and over again. You get this idea,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's best to write it down mm-hmm. then.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And then, you know, you got some jazz cats on here. This is like, look at some of the personnel on this song. This is like the closest thing that he was with some jazz cats here. Patty Austin on backing vocals, of course. But Eric Gale. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Eric Gale, the contemporary jazz guitars, and that dun 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 dun, because you listen to that, it's like that's kind of African on there. Well, it's Eric Gale.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay. Now, before we move on, let's talk about Minnie Riperton. I'm in Love Again. That song, that was a beautiful, beautiful song.
Yes.
And
yeah.
that register, we talked about that. Mm-hmm. 5 octaves, folks. 5 octaves. And so those who may not know what I'm speaking of, that's when you go above soprano. 5 octaves above. Can you imagine what an octave is? Okay. And then 5 octaves above soprano.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They call it the whistle register. And so often, and you heard that flute, which was prominent. In that song, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was sometimes seemed like to me she was singing along with the flute and then went up above the flute in that song.
And it's a wonder it don't hurt your eardrums, you know,
it was so angelic that it doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt. And there's only a few people in the world with that register. Is that correct?
That is absolutely
mm-hmm.
correct.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely correct. And we had named some of those before.
Mm-hmm.
We know the Minnie Riperton is the number one. Oh, I can see it right now. Mariah Carey.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She's up there. Mm-hmm. And there are a few others, folks. It escapes me, but we'll be right back with that.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, this is Monday Night Madness. Oh, we have such a magnificent audience.
Yes, we do.
Thank you guys so much. Remember the acapella show that I was telling you about? And I asked someone to text me?
Oh, yeah. Okay, what's up?
Okay. I got the answer.
Oh, you got it. Okay.
Got the answer. As a matter of fact, 7-Up text me back.
Oh, boy.
You know, as soon as we get a budget,
yes.
We will have to implore her.
And put her
okay. Back. It was called The Song Off.
The Song Off. Wow. Okay.
Okay. Hmm. It was a song off. We have to look that up. There were so many great groups, Professor. We can definitely do a show with that. Oh, okay. It was amazing.
Oh, I'm so down. Yeah. Because remember a few years back we did Doo-Wop?
Yeah.
That was a good show.
It was great.
So we could do a cappella.
We could do that, folks.
Mm-hmm.
We've done so many shows. Oh, it's been incredible.
Mm.
Michael Jackson, was this the third?
Believe it or not, the second. Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We did Janet.
Yes.
Okay. Ohio Players.
Yes.
Prince.
Yes, twice.
Oh mm-hmm. boy, oh boy. Luther.
Yes.
Okay. Patti LaBelle.
We did Patti Solo and LaBelle, the group.
Uh-huh.
No, one of the times we did LaBelle with Patti. So we did Patti twice.
Right. We did Rose Walsh one time along with someone else. I think it was along with somebody else. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've gone up with the Philly sound.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We're down south. Okay. All right. Isaac Hayes.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Isaac Hayes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stax Records.
Yes. Stax twice we did. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I? Aretha Franklin, obviously.
Yes. Yes.
Otis Redding.
Yes, we did. That was good.
It was better than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Coming out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Al Green. Have we done Al Green?
We need to. Oh my God, we need. Thank you for that. I'm going to write that down. Yes, we need to do Al Green. Oh my goodness. Can you imagine 3 hours of Al Green and Willie Mitchell?
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
that's going to be great. Oh my God.
That's good. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Chaka Khan.
Yes.
We did Mariah Carey, and we also did Minnie Riperton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Come on, help me out, Professor.
We've done over
300
people.
Shows.
Yes. If not, it's definitely getting there.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, then we go up to D.C. with go-go music?
We did the D.C. sound. We did go-go music.
Southern Soul?
We did Southern Soul. We do Southern Soul every year.
Uh-huh.
About three parts every year.
Yeah, well, it's been nothing but a jam session. More of this Monday Night Madness, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Be right back after this.
All right.
Looking out across the nighttime, the city winks a sleepless eye. Hear her voice. Shake my window, sweet seducing sighs. Get me out into the nighttime, for walls won't hold me tonight. If this town is just an apple, then let me take a bite. If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why does he do it that way? If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why does he do it that way? Reaching out to touch a stranger. Electric eyes are everywhere. See that girl, she knows I'm watching. She likes the way I stare. If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why do they do it that way? If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why does he do it that way? I like living this way. I like loving this way. Looking out across the morning. The city's heart begins to beat. Reaching out, I touch her shoulder. I'm dreaming of a street. If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why does he do it that way? If they say why, ooh, tell them why, and they do it that way. If they say why, She's from a world of popcorn and candy. Pony rides for a dime. Little children laughing. I'm from a world of disappointments and confusion. I want her to be mine. I started talking.
Just promise.
promises. Mothers cry, babies die, helplessly in arms, while rockets fly and research lies in progress to become. But what of man, our flesh and blood? We turn our backs on life. How can we claim to stand for peace when the race is on in strife? Destroying life.
the essential Michael Jackson. Leave me alone.
Some of you may argue, well, Professor, that's a hit.
Because, it is.
You know, you've heard it
for
before.
For me, it was.
Mm-hmm. Worldwide hit. It was not really... You know what it was in the U.S.? There's something in radio that's called a turntable hit.
Mm-hmm.
Turntable hit is not something that hits the charts, but stations...
Like it.
Like it, and they...
I love it.
...play it. And what was so interesting about that one in 1987, 88, on the Bad record, was that, you know, this was a time when CDs were fairly new. You could only get that song... on the compact disc. So if you got Bad during that time on vinyl or cassette, it did not have that cut. And, you know, a lot of record companies were experimenting, with that. And it was also, a way for, you know, the populace to buy more compact disc and to sell more records, generally.
Right. Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, I have the, Bad on vinyl.
Uh-huh.
Over in the corner there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Along with Thriller.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the double, vinyl album, that they produced after he passed. This is it. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. You got that on vinyl.
Yes.
Sweet. Take care of that.
Well, it's never been opened.
Good. Keep it that way. Yes.
Yeah. Never been opened.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I've had people that wanted to buy it from me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, nah, I don't think so.
No, don't part with that.
No, we're not doing that. Okay. And, let's see. Coming up right here, The Price of Fame. Guys, gals, you may not even know these titles. I don't know most of them. Some of these songs I haven't heard before. Leave Me Alone is one that I did. But prior to that, it was Stevie Wonder. Get it?
Yeah.
That was a jam.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was a
yeah.
furniture mover.
It was a furniture mover. You will find that on Stevie's Skeleton LP.
Okay, and this is Bad 25th, I'm sorry, anniversary, Price of Fame.
I'm see. And then stand here in my shoes and get a taste of my blues. It's the rise of fame. You play the rise of fame. So don't you ever complain. It's the rise of fame. You play the rise of fame. So don't be feeling this way. It's the rise of fame. You play the rise of fame. So don't.
This is from the Dangerous album. She drives me wild.
Here we go. Right. Here we go.
Hey.
She driving me wild. Ow.
Professor was over here just rocking it tonight, folks. In case you're not on StreamYard, I mean, looking at YouTube or Facebook.
I think today's StreamYard is a show.
Yep. Professor, look.
And folks, I own it.
Yep. You have to. Oh, yeah, because they can see you.
I know.
Okay.
Sometimes I look directly into the camera.
Oh, that's right. Intentionally, folks. So he has no excuse at all. Oh, my God. She drives me wild. Before that, Price of Fame. I hadn't heard that before. Never heard that song before. And both of those are from the Dangerous album.
No.
I'm looking at it right here.
She Drives Me Wild is.
And Price of Fame from the Bad 25th anniversary.
It was
so right.
Yeah, it was an outtake from Bad. It wasn't put on the album because it was a little too preachy. It was considered a downer, but it was his sort of letting out his frustration. It was a great thing. The whole Thriller thing was a wonderful thing, but he also wrote on the downside of that lyrically.
Okay. So. Now, I want to go to Price of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
And then we can talk about She Drives Me Wild.
Okay.
If you listen to the musical accompaniment there, okay?
Yeah.
Two different styles there. Mm-hmm. Price of Fame, it had an orchestral vibe to it.
It did.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Where you take She Drives Me Wild, had that driving Michael Jackson with the drums and the acoustic, and not acoustic, but the rhythm section.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Vintage
mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson. But it shows you the versatility of that talent, of that artist.
Gosh, most definitely. And the thing about She Drives Me Wild, that was co-written with Teddy Riley and the hip-hop genius who came up with Rump Shaker.
Ooh.
Remember Rump Shaker?
Yes.
Rex and Effect?
Uh-huh.
I can't pronounce his name. Aquil? That's the best I'm going to do. Aquil Davidson. So that song was written by Jackson, Teddy Riley, and Aquil Davidson. You know, Dangerous is regarded as a New Jack Swing pioneer masterpiece.
Didn't know.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got a couple more from that Dangerous album, too. Give It to Me. Okay. Keep the Faith. Hey,
that's gospel, by the way.
Oh, boy. Well, mm-hmm. good. We're in for a treat here. Mm-hmm. Hey, Beverly Haynes listening. Hey, thank you, Beverly. Oh, I really appreciate that as
all
well.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Beverly.
All right. Let's do it. I see. Give It to Me is right there. I'm trying to remember.
It's hard rock.
I remember this.
Yeah. It's a hard rock song. Hard rock power ballad. Yes.
She always takes it away. Yep. I like it.
Give it when I want it. Sign on fire. say.